Zadie, were Shlaima and Rachamim successful in raising money from the Jews of Buda to free the Jews of Kshanefstein?
Patience, Akivale. In those days, the journey from Constantinople to Buda took weeks and weeks, even with the fastest horses. They traveled the long roads under the burning hot sun and through the heavy rain, and of course were under constant fear of being attacked and robbed by thieves and bandits along the way. At last, however, Shlomo and Rachamim finally reached the Hungarian city of Buda.
Look, Rachamim! I can already see the city in a far distance! Be'ezras Hashem, I imagine, will arrive just before nightfall.
Phew! Finally, Baruch Hashem, we've made it this far in one piece. May Hashem continue to help us succeed in our mission and open the hearts of our fellow Jews in Buda.
Mahmoud, I have news!
Regarding the Jewish money lender from Buda?
Even better. I have news regarding the actual whereabouts of the lost treasure.
So where is it?
Well, I did some digging on our old friend Shmariyahu. It seems that the little old Jewish moneylender lived out his days right here in Buda. After he died, his sons donated a beautiful crown as a gift to the main synagogue in Buda to adorn their Torah scroll.
Unbelievable! It must be the very same crown!
Ha ha! Torah scrolls! How foolish! What a waste!
Ha ha! True! But we have found it. Tonight we'll break into the old synagogue and put that crown to a far, far better use. In a few hours, the lost treasure of Suleiman the Magnificent will be lost no longer!
Moirai v'raboisai, these two gentlemen have traveled here all the way from Constantinople to bring us an important message concerning the fate of our Polish brothers. Please, raboisai, listen and lend them your heart.